Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This last Friday, on October 11th, the Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society had an unveiling of the Historic Depot National Register of Historical Places plaque. There were special guests like Matthew Candinas, the Assistant Secretary of Quality Places for Kansas Department of Commerce, and our Mayor Todd Fry. Matthew thought the Preservation Society has been great at keeping the history of the depot.
The Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society, good ancestors. You all stepped up, took a risk, took it upon yourselves to preserve this wonderful piece of history for future generations. And it couldn't have been easy. The path wasn't always clear, I'm sure, but you all kept going. You knew and foresaw the impact, and you built an anchor that will continue to serve this community for generations to come.
Matthew talks about how citizens of Kansas forge new paths.
From rails to trails to roads in the skies, Kansans continue to forge bold new paths forward and open the door to new industries to flourish and succeed right here, which will continue to fill our communities with new opportunities for folks to put down roots here in Marysville or in one of the other great Kansas towns. And we know railroad history in particular is a huge draw.
Matthew also talks about how he doesn't want Kansas or Marysville to be somewhere where people just drive through.
Local purchases, tax revenue, and more, allowing us to invest in Kansas communities and make them places where people want to work, play, and raise their families. This makes tourism part of the Welcoming Committee for Capital Investment by providing opportunities to highlight the lifestyle and amenities of the state. We don't want to be a drive-through state. We want to be a drive-to state, where tourists stop and enjoy the views and surprises along the way and a vision of life here in Kansas and Marysville.
Our Mayor Todd Fry mentions how important the depot is.
The more we talked about it, the more we realized how important this building was, not just to Marysville's history, but to Kansas history, to the kind of importance of place where we are right now. So,
Mike Welch, one director of the Union Pacific Preservation Society, mentioned that he wanted the depot to attract more than just tourists.
We want it to be a source where it attracts not only tourists, but also travelers who come by and see all of the other museums. We think it's the draw that'll get people to come move to Marysville. And of course, population growth is one of the key elements that we need to have in order to make sure that we continue to thrive and have the resources that we need to maintain, you know, our city.
Thank you to all who went to the unveiling of the plaque on October 11th. If you would like to listen to this again, you can always go to KNDYRadio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.